Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Considering understanding divine direction, and I think God has been good to us, right? So very quickly before you sit, I just love you to pray for yourself that in the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, it says the way of a man is not in himself. It's not given to man to direct his ways. So pray in the name of Jesus that my steps are directed, my steps are ordered. In the name of Jesus. I am not without direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name are we pray. So very quickly, I would love you to pray this scripture we always pray. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Say that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That you know the hope to which he has called you. The riches of your glorious inheritance as a Christian. And then Psalm 119, verse 144, Amplified Translation. It says, give me understanding and I shall live, discernment and comprehension, and I shall not die. So I need you to pray for knowledge, pray for understanding, pray for wisdom. The Father, let the spirit of wisdom, let the spirit of revelation, let the spirit of understanding be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Can you just pray very quickly? That in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of wisdom, let the spirit of revelation. Revelation in this context is representing that of knowledge. Let the spirit of revelation be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. I say, for in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Please, somebody, celebrate somebody to your right and to your left and tell them, welcome to church. Prophesy to them. Say, your word is in service today. Glory to God. Please, let's be seated beautifully in God's presence. Glory to God. All right, so last week, Sunday, and like I told the people that came for midweek service, I say we have been considering two topics that are always in the direction of themselves. I'm not still getting the best of the sound. I don't know if I should change to handheld or I don't know what is happening. But I said we should not be distracted about the series we are considering, midweek service and Sunday service. In Sunday service, we are considering divine direction. So that it's not now somebody will meet you outside and say, what did you learn from church today? You see how to grow spiritually. So there is the Sunday service, there is the midweek service. In midweek service, we are actually considering what? Understanding spiritual growth. And then during Sunday services, what are we considering? Yes, understanding divine direction. And I'm praying for someone, your steps will be divinely directed. Amen. That your amen, standing on one leg. I say your steps will be divinely directed. So last week we started channels of divine direction. But while we came in, God gave me instruction in the direction of some persons. And I'm going to actually read the instruction out because it's going to be important to you. You see, the devil is going to come late concerning anything that pertains to you. God said, this is an instruction to someone in the house. It might be for everyone, but I heard clearly. He said, don't try and figure it out. Seek wise counsel. Not from social media or your colleagues. Go upward. I will read it again. Don't try and figure it out. Seek wise counsel. Not from social media or ChatGPT. All your colleagues, go upward. I'm going to give us two instances and a scripture, and two scriptures actually. Then I will dive into channels of divine direction. Because I already know that these are even one of the channels. that through which God can give you divine direction. One of the channels through which God can give you divine direction, prophetic word. Yeah, prophetic word. I'll come to that when I dive deeply into this. But this instruction that is deep, that I think need immediate attention. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Now give me Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14. Give it to me in NIV or KJV. Let's start with KJV. Then you give it to me in KJV now, not NKJV, KJV. Give it to me in KJV. And then I'm going to ask for it in MSG as well. All right, please, if you can see the screen, can you read together with me? What happened to the people? But in what? There is what? Now, let me quickly say this. In the multitude of counselors here, the Bible is not in any way making reference to in the multitude of mentors or spiritual fathers. Yes, in the multitude of counsel here is making reference to a specific mentorship. Take for instance, I am in the media space and I'm also in ministry. If for any reason I need counsel that is not in the line of spiritual guidance, as to maybe I want to launch something, I want to launch this, I want to launch that, I am not supposed to actually carry that counsel that have to do with media. Somebody that is a spiritual head over me. The highest can do is to pray over it. Are we on the same page? When I need counsel about certain things that have to do with the media space, the highest it can do for me is to pray. He doesn't know anything about the place I'm going deep into. Are we on the same page? Let me go practical. Where is Miss Goodness? Please come. Please come out, please. I mean, what do you do? Which space are you in? US design. Do you know the irony? I don't even know the software they use. Then she's not coming to me now, for example, and say that, sir, please, I need your counsel on US design. There's this software that just came out. I don't know if it's wise for me to buy it and start using it. The only software I know is OBS. You don't understand, video sound. So when you have to do that, that is what I'm going to give a counseling. So when the Bible is saying, but in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. What the Bible is actually saying is not in the multitude of mentors. It's not in the multitude of spiritual fathers. It's not in the multitude of, it's talking about counsel. Now, there's course advisor or whatever. I don't know. They do that in Unilon, right? Level advisor or something like that. Level advisor. Do they need to change them? Or is the one you have from 100 level you have to forever? Yeah? From 100 level to forever. But it's going to be in your department now. So that means that the person has been an agent of being in the department. He knows almost everything about the courses that you are taking. Are we on the same page? Let's not take, for instance, that your level advisors have choked up. You are in human kinetic. Then they now say, okay, since when it's human kinetic, human anything, let's go to human anatomy and pick a level advisor for you. Do you know what the level advisor in human anatomy will be advising you? If he has to go and pick elective in histology to upgrade your, because that is where his knowledge base is. Are we still on the same page? Are we on the same page? So it's also as good as saying that there is infidelity recovery, because hope you know, it's not every pastor that is a counselor. Oh. Every pastor is supposed to be a counselor, but it's not every pastor that is a counselor. Sometimes pastors have done more ad hoc in advising people than they have helped them. Because there is a requisite knowledge that is needed. Take for instance, if not that we are in the relationship, family life ministry. Hope you know, if there are some things that if you bring and you ask counsel for from us, we'll refer you to a therapist. That is the way it's supposed to be. Because when you are trying to say, do like this, 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 and it's not helpful. And do you know the irony? It is a sense of safety on the part of any spiritual father to refer you to any place where they can help you. Every sense of security that you do not know something, but you are going to, because many people are afraid they are going to lose member, they are going to lose member. And they do not even lose the member in terms of membership. They lose them in real life. No ministerial strength is strong enough for you to keep somebody's destiny that you can't help. And unashamedly, if I don't know anything about what you have, I'll refer you. That, why can't you go to this person? I think this person knows something. So back to my story. You are US. I'm also in the media space. But you are US. I have never even opened their software before. I don't even know how the software looks like. Is it Figma or something?
Yeah.
Hey, now I'm a prophet. I'm joking. I've had that say it before. That Figma. So I don't even know how the thing looks like. Even if I say live Figma now, I don't know how it looks like. I can easily be tricked. Oh, you know, I'm trying to cancel you. I mean, I don't know anything. I can easily be tricked and you a negative Figma until you start having fever. That is if it's not even stigmatic. So when it comes to in the multitude of cancer, this is not what the Bible is saying. The Bible did not say that go to somebody that can help you. If you have listened to what he said, then you go to another person. Listen. By the time you are done listening to multitude of counselors, if you have not torn your clothes, you'll be in the market. Because you will not know which one to pick. So when the Bible is talking about multitude of counsel here, it doesn't mean that you go from one place to another seeking counsel. Seeking counsel, say, Then at the end, you are going to find somebody that will say the one you like. So in this multitude of counsel, it doesn't mean that after they have advised you upward, don't forget, the instruction is don't try and figure it out. Go upward. Upward means that the person is not on your level. You know that this person is above you. So you can trust what they are saying. You know that this person loves God. You know that it's your interest that the person have in mind. So take for instance, she comes to me to advise on, hope you know that you know when the person that is advising you doesn't know what he's advising you about. For instance, and she came and said, is this Figma or stigma or kinika or kinika? And I said, move from the answer to the stigma. I think we should go with stigma. So what I'm saying is don't try and figure things out. Counsel here is talking about wise counsel. Hope you know there are nonsense counsel too. But when it comes to counsel, that thing you are trying to do, I said, don't try and figure it out. Others have figured it out. Go and seek counsel in that direction. Take for instance, I've been in ministry for a long time, since 2011, ministry, NV's ministry. I've been around ministry for long. But when it comes to church, running a church, I've never run a church before. Building church is the first time running. Apart from when I was in church, in school. When I was in school, that I was privileged to be the president of RCF. That is the only time I ever run something that is similar to a church. And from that time, I knew that, Kai, I should not run church. I don't like it. Yes, from what I saw in that play, I said, I know. I don't want that counting. Let's run ministry. Everybody go back home. Another set of people will come if the other ones are misbehaving. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to a church, it's a giving ship. They are the same set of people you'll be seeing. Whether I like them or not, you must like them. Yes, that is when church is different. For ministry, you will be shocked that up to 50% of the people that are coming almost every day, you are seriously in attendance, but the people are not the same. So that is why it's difficult to teach a series in a ministry. It's easier for us to do this thing we are doing now because it's a church. Most of you already heard me saying, understanding whatever. You have been here since the first time we started this. So it's easier. But if it's a church, if it's a ministry, it's a flap. You know what I'm saying? You can't continue a series like this. It's difficult to maintain a series. Because most times, the guy is going to come for the fourth series. And you are teaching they start joining them. So the guy is as confused as anything. You don't even understand what you're saying. Are we on the same page? But do we get this example I use now? So there is a way that somebody can be a spiritual head over you, but he does not have information about the counsel you are seeking. But when it comes to spiritual counsel, one of the know people that are saving themselves is that they make referral. Yes, it happened to Philip. Philip in Acts of Apostles 8, he went to save people. When it was time to get them baptized in the Holy Ghost, he was not ashamed. He sent for the apostles and sent them forth. And you know the irony. Initially, it was Philip that was shining. When the apostles came, that's when that Simon went and met him and said, by laying of hand. Then the story changed from Philip. But do you know the irony? The person that got all of them saved was still Philip. And it was because he continued what was his assignment. That's why God could still entrust him with the Ethiopian Enoch.
Hope you know the hope of Africa was dependent on that guy. That Ethiopian, you know. God could trust him that this guy, he know that every person have his role to play. Are we on the same page? So, let me also help you. If your mentee or mentor, anything you all of you are having, come to you, and you don't have a knowledge about it, and somebody is an authority over something, and you are saved with that person, not that the person is written heresy. Let me also say that. And go to this person, go to this person. A spirit can be communicated to the person also. Hope you know that what I'm saying now is backed up by a spirit. If it's a negative one, it will cling itself to you. But no negative spirit will prevail here. Because there is a way that a poison can be communicated in a message and it will sound deep. You say, And just like we were saying during family meeting that mommy taught us, he said a food does not have larger portion of poison. It has just a small portion of poison. And that's why I've often said it, that may people not hear what I'm not saying. You have ever often heard me say something like, please don't hear what I'm not saying. Why? Because there's a way somebody can be saying something to you, yet it is shallow to the person. That's not what it means. May you not hear what I'm not saying. Oh, your email is standing on one leg. May you not hear what I'm not saying. Please, we say thank you. So do we understand that idea now? So when it comes to counsel, multitude of counsel does not mean that you will come to us and seek counsel for a relationship. We have given you an idea. You go to another person again and say, I do not trust these guys. Then they give you another one. Then you say, I do not trust this one. They give you another one. Because when it comes to mentorship, actually, and counsel, it's onokon waja. That is, one road does not lead to the market. This is what it implies. There can be a way that this person is following like this, and he will get to the market. There's another way that this person can follow like this, and he will also get to the market. But now, you have seek as advice from somebody that say, this is the way to the market. You are following it. Then you saw somebody along the road, and he said, you have gone too far. When you are close to the market, you are going too far. He said, this is the road to the market. Then you start your journey from that place again, and start reversing towards the other direction. May you never have confused in your life. So the Bible says, where no counsel is, the people do what? Fall. It's not. He said, but in the multitude of counselors, there is. And I said, this multitude of counselors is not making reference to plenty counselors advising you on a subject matter. It just means that your life is in sections. Somebody can advise you on your finance, and that person can advise you. And that's why when Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15, he was saying you can have 10,000 instructors, but you have just one father. That's what he said. He said, even though you have 10,000 guidance in Christ, can you see this now? He said, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Through the gospel. I'm praying for you. You will not be confused in your life. Now, give me MSG of this same translation very quickly because of our time. Please, can we read this together? Without good, people lose their... The more wise counsel you, the better your... Now, look at this. This is one reason why I said that scripture was not making reference to many wise counsel. It's making reference to a specific wise counsel. Do you know why? Because it's making reference to follow. You can't follow all the counsels. No. So why do you want your life to be like a pendulum? And like mommy was saying, he said, the devil cannot toss you to and fro if you are not moving to and fro. To and fro. Take for instance, am I moving to and fro? But if I'm going like this, I'm coming like this. That is the only way. So when it comes to follow, you don't go for wise counsels that you don't follow. You don't go for counsels that you don't. This is the same scripture we are reading now. He said, without good direction, people lost their way. He said, the more wise counsel you follow. So how many of the counsels, because look at this, the weight is on the follow and the wise. The weight is not on the many counsels you receive. You did not get it. The weight is not on the many counsels as received. Did you know I spoke with Pastor IBK? And then did you know I have seen Apostle Z on this subject matter? I've seen Apostle A on this subject. How many have you done? How many of the counsels have you followed? When you know you are not going to follow a mass counsel, why did you go there for counseling? And that is why I said, if it will take you trusting the person for you to even sit down and say, I need counsel. And if they have given you a counsel that is a wise counsel from God, I think you should follow it. Especially, hope you know, let me help you. Especially if you come to relationship. Please don't have an idea. Don't have something in mind when you are going to go and seek counsel. Especially when you have to do with life partner. Especially when you have to do with decision of a life partner. Are we on the same page? Don't go to someone you already said yes. And I say, and you're already in love. This is the way you were doing when you were saying it. Then I said, you even came with the person. You say, I want to see you, sir. Then you came. You now came with the person. The person is sitting by your side. You are sitting by your side. You can't even compose yourself. My wife is actually a very good actor. Come, let's act. This is the two of us. So all of you have sense. So. She's the one that came to present me to our spiritual people. Welcome. Come now. So, spiritual father, sit down on the chair. She's the one that came to present me. And then, these are the two of us. We came to present ourselves in the public. Nice. Yeah. Present us. No, no. Ah, the way you hold my hand now, the way.
Daddy said.
What are you doing? Kill you on back. You have stand up, spiritual father. Let's spiritual father stand up. Because spiritual father is stand up. You see, even in drama, the spiritual father has stood up. Please, thank you. You see cancer. You can't compose yourself. You work with the person. And then you are going to go and get life from Theophilus Sunday as it pleases the Lord. With Lord as it pleases. When you are coming to see cancer. You see, as it pleases the Lord. I've brought you. That's just an information. You don't need the cancer there. You have made decisions. You are already emotionally committed. You are not saying that you help you to do cancer. Do you know the irony? Especially when it has to do with love. If your emotions are already involved, it will take the trumpet of heaven that they will use on the last day. Of it. Before your emotions are involved, you should go and see cancer. The more wise cancer you follow, the better chances you have. You're already doing like Indomie. You not say you need cancer. You already following your way. You don't need cancer. Because if you have to do with cancer, sincerely, you have not made a choice. Yes. If it is cancer, you have not made a choice. If it's cancer, that's why it's called cancer. You have not made a choice. And even if you have, you must be willing to change it on the strength of the. How many of you have ever said something like, if I knew better, I would have done something like this? Let me see your hand. Perfect. You see that word, if I had known better, I would have done something, I would have done A, B, Z, Z, and whatever. Let me shock you now. There are people that know better. If you don't know better, there are people that know better. That is the aim of cancer. Because let me help you. Those decisions I'm making, I don't like this. In 5 years' time, you will see how foolish those decisions are. Yet when you were making it, was looking like it, as if it made sense. How many of you know? Many of you will start having cars. Yeah. One of the indications that you are actually a good driver is that you listen to your car. Yes. This one, you want to import mover and stereo inside the car. That when the car is driving and making noise, you can't hear. You are not a good driver. You are a wicked man. A good driver will listen to the sound of the car, what the car is saying. Ah, this is not how I used to ride this car. This is not how a car. This is not how it's supposed to be. And you know the irony. If for any reason, by the sound you are hearing, you are now moving towards a mechanic. As you are driving towards the mechanic, hope you know that you are hearing sound, but the mechanic will know what the sound is. He said, can you come radiator talking it low? Indomie Joe. And true to it, you will think they are prophet. It's because by reason of use, they have trained their ears to know when something is faulty. 97%, if a mechanic predicts by sound that this is what is wrong with the car, 97% most times, that if the guy is not a mechanic, 97% most times, that will be what is affecting the car. The same thing with cancer. The way you are doing like this, we can know that this guy, he has suspended his brain. This guy, what is happening to this guy? This guy is gone. So when it comes to cancer, it's not happening you hard. is how many you follow. Please, can you preach that to yourself? Is how many you follow? Because the Bible said, the better your chances. He said, without good direction, people lost their way. The more wise counsel you follow, and for you to be able to follow wise counsel, you must seek one.
Are we getting it?
This is for somebody, I don't know who that person is, but again, let me repeat the instruction that God asked me to give. He said, don't try and figure it out. Seek wise counsel. That is the word there. Not from social media, me and Ahad, or ChatGPT, or your colleagues. Go upward. Now, let me show you a scripture very quickly. 1 Kings chapter 12. And that is why I said, if it is wise counsel you are looking for, you know where to find it. 1 Kings chapter 12 from verse 6, very quickly because of our time. Please be as fast as possible. Please, can we read it together? Then King Rehoboam did what? Consult who? Who had served his Solomon during his? How would you advise me to answer these people? And I've said, it's if you have something you want to do, please don't ask cancer. Don't waste people's time. When it comes to cancer, you have not chosen something. How can you go to the elders that serve your father that is one of the wisest men that ever lived? That there was peace throughout his reign. There was no chaos. Hope you know that one of the things Solomon did, he said, iron sharpened iron. Solomon was the one that wrote that wise counsel. With wise counsel, your chances are whatever. He was the one that wrote it. Now the son is now behaving like an Igbati. You went to the elders and consulted the elders. The elders help life me. Kingdom version, the Bible wants to make back calm. I want to make back kingdom, mommy law. He has them. He said they reply. If today you will serve these people, you know what you mean? Serve. Me that I'm a king, serve, king, serve. And serve them and give them a favorable answer. They will always be your servant. Ha! These are elders that serve his father. They knew all the things his father did. Look at next verse, very before. He said, but Rehoboam did what? He went up. Hope you know, if he read this in retrospect, he would regret this action. Because after the deed has been done, he now knew better. May you not begin to know better when things have been damaged. You can know better from a wise counsel. The thing you are trying to know better, somebody has grown over that. The person know better. The way you are doing like this, you are doing like this. You say, it's God that's sending me. It's God that's sending me. You say, hey, that is how it will did. I say, God is sending you. Now, I have a background. It's God that's sending me. It's God that's sending me. Wise counsel will save you a lot. Do you know something about Samson? One of the things that destroyed Samson's life was that he never subjected his power to anybody. There was nobody that could tell him, Kai. And a lady did. Because If you read that Samson story, it's almost like a Nigerian story. It can be predictable. Yeah. Somebody said that, he said, this is what will happen. Don't touch my hair. If you move my hair. Because something you don't eat, you are playing with your nose. The power is in your hair. He had not told any person that, hey, Joe, what if a lady come at him and say, what in parabolic car, la around the meal? What is my, what is the strength of man? And a person will have given him wise counsel and say, SRMLO is a magic. King of say, we are Sire the Flash. Because the Bible says he rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up. Aha. That's what I'm saying. That don't try and figure it out yourself or seek advice from your counsels. Hope you know. Somebody said it will take a knowledge superior to the knowledge that creates a problem to solve it. That challenge you are seeing now is a knowledge base, is a knowledge bank. That is where you are. It will take something superior outside of the box to solve that problem that you're presently experiencing. So these guys have done the right thing by seeking counsel. Many of you are seeking apostle, I've seen counsel from apostle, a Buddha, I've seen counsel from and your life is not looking like a counsel, a person they have ever counseled. Because you are always rejecting it. And consulted the young men who had grew up with him. Please hope you know that these guys grew up with him. That means that their age limit is the same. Their thinking pattern, the same. Who had grew up with him and were serving him. He already have some sycophants around him, serving him. Look at this now. I hope you know, he's going to tell those guys that they say, those elders, that that me, king, came Lord Mosab. Look at the advice. In fact, even if Rehoboam is a two-year-old child, look at the advice they give him. Next verse. He asked them, what is your advice? How should we answer these people? Who say, lighten the yoke your father put on us. Next verse. The young men who had grown up with him replied, tell these people who have said to you, your father have put every yoke on us, and look at what they are advising. Like, even all of us are looking at it, even now, with all our knowledge, is this making sense? Look at the answer he says, go and give them. Tell them, who is this? He said, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Next verse. My father laid a heavy yoke on you. I will make it heavier. Ah. Is it even making sense? Does it look like I said? But do you know the answer? When your mumu beto is pressed, any nonsense they are saying will make sense. Because how can people say, come and let's see our body so that we will serve you? The nurse says, you want to tell them that they are wanting every shaggy promat. He said, I will make it even better. My father's cordial evil with me. Last scorpion. I will go. I'm not like, okay, even if they did not cancel you. No, let's leave the elders. Let's say the elders did not cancel him. Is it if all of us now? Is it even making any sense? That is what happens when you receive cancer from your colleagues. From a straight line. All of you, your experience are the same. And that's why that Yoruba saying, that is talking about experience. There are many things that some of you are doing now. I'm like, ha, and I did this thing too. Me, I even did it with full chest. This thing you are doing now, if you have sick, wise cancer and follow it, your life will not be the same. How many of you have ever had me say something like, if I had known the things I know now, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. How many of you heard that? It means that there is something I know now that if I had known earlier, by maybe seeking counsel from somebody that knew this thing I know now, my life will have been better. There are two ways, actually, to make headways in life. Mike Murdock put it like this. He said, number one, mistakes. Number two, mentors. There are two ways to make headways in life, to receive correction in your life. Number one is mistakes. Number two is mentors. Now, do you know that mentors also have mistakes? But you are not learning from your own mistake. You are learning from theirs. Oh, you not get it. Two ways, mistakes, but it must not be yours. Eh? Life is clinical. Experience the best teacher. It must not be your experience. That it's a frog here, be bulldozer. You're not saying experience the best teacher. You don't have that nonsense. Two ways to learn, mistakes and mentors. All of them start with M. Choose your MMM correct. Oh, sorry. Give me that scripture. Give me that scripture. So, he now said, my father scored you with whatever. Next verse, very quickly. He said, 3 days later, they came to him and whatever all that. Come back to us in 3 days. And you know the irony? He went with the advice of his colleagues. And the kingdom was divided from him. That is when we now have Judah and Israel. Under this foolish boy. This foolish boy. Tell your neighbor. He said, just tell him it's not an abuse. It's an advice. Please don't be foolish. Yes. And it can show by the kind of advice you are taking. Yes. That's how foolishness is. This guy was a fool divination of a fool. Because it's not even making any sense. This is they are even saying to him, direct. How can you say, people come to say, hey, Joy Bauer, reduce every weight. He say, wait. Hey, tiri, kaka. Hey, mi atadindi. Go say, fi soju. Ma di kbelui. Hey, tiri, anything. Say, my father was using whips. I am going to culture scorpions. See my farm now. See my farm. This is the first scorpion there. I'm going to do mortal combat for you people. I'll bring scorpion. I'll bring smoke. No cyborg, Bobo, Liu Kang. They are used to deal with you. Not me. There's another guy also. I think I will end on that. I'll end on Ecclesiastes 10 verse 15, KJV, and Amplify. So I can go to where I'm going. Give me 2 Samuel 13 verse 1. Cancel. Somebody say cancel. Don't try and do what? What is the instruction again? Don't try and do what? See why cancer, And in bracket, put that bracket too, because the instruction I actually had was not from social media. Me, I'm the one that had the ChatGPT. And so I'll be clear. So put it in the bracket. Say, pastor said, not from ChatGPT. Please, God. Or what? All your colleagues, go upward. Do you get it? Now, look at this. He said in the course of time, Amnon, son of David, fell in love. Aha. This is where it starts. What did he do with this? When you also fell in love, please, look, be careful how you seek counsel. Fell in love with Tamar, the beautiful sister of Absalom, son of David. Next verse, very quickly. He said, Amnon became forced illness. And that's why I said, don't try and figure it out. Do what? Seek counsel. He said, to the point of illness on account of his sister, Tamar. Some of you are doing what fully in life, both in your business and career and academics, because you have fell in love. To the point of illness. It's not positive. Seek counsel early. Especially, let me help you. If you're in church and your falling in love is not consistent, today, his sister Rebecca, I said, Kai, that's his sister, Maria. Then all of a sudden, we brought Miss Mercy. He said, no. Ah, I think I like this Miss Mercy. Then all of a sudden, Miss Gloria also came on board. He said, what would my life be without glory? There is no glory in this world. Then, later on, they now brought comfort. He said, Kai, if you have glory and you're not comforted, there is issue. Then you say it should be comfort. Then all of a sudden, you just carry three of them and throw up. And you are feeling sick because you have fell in love. And you know the irony. All of them are engaged. Robert, during their wedding, if we announce like this and they are doing Thanksgiving, hope you know you know that. For something that cancer will have saved you from. If you come and say, Pastor, I think I have fallen in love with Miss Mercy, I say, don't bother. There is a border. Please. He said... For she was a virgin. You who are the one giving me these rhymes. But I'm very sure it's my wife. The way I'm looking at her, I'm just, please let me celebrate my wife. All right, glory to God. He said, and it seemed impossible for me to do anything to her. Next verse. He said, now, Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, son of Shimea, David's brother. Jonadab was a very screwy man. Now, you won't understand this thing. You see, there are some of your friends that they are not bad company. They are company bad. You see, these guys, they don't lie. When you see somebody that is lying, you will say that you have not met this, my friend. Those ones, they don't lie. They manufacture lie. Do you know the difference between lying and manufacturing lie? For somebody that is lying, he will have a in it. But for somebody that manufacture lie, when you are about catching him, the next thing you will manufacture, you will say that you are the liar. They do it without thinking. As they are saying it, they are the one. In fact, as it is in heaven now, the devil has actually submitted a proposal to God. That, Father, I have found the new devil on earth. Please don't allow this guy dethrone me. That was what this guy was. Give me this. That is verse 3 now. Who is this? How do we land here? Give me this in Living Bible so you can understand what this. Because there are some that are too wide. In CEV rather. CEV. Please be fast. Please, can we read this together? Hamlin had a friend named what? Who was the son of David's brothers? What does Jonadab do? Like the guy. He always, do you know, this is supposed to be a gift for him, but he did it. And I said, there's nothing that beats a man that knows what to do next. I also, by the Spirit, always know how to get what I want. Preach it to yourself. I know how to get what I want. Because it's not a bad gift, or it's a good gift once it was perverted. Do you know what this guy did because of time? This guy now wrote a script for David. And involved Tamar in it. Do you know what he did? He said, my son. He hated only, like, Nollywood. He hated it fully. As soon as they met him, they said, I'm having issue. He said, this is what you do. Lie down that you are sick. Your father, do you know what it means to be a king? And do you know how many sons David had? Do you know how many tribes are under him? That a son lie down and said he's sick. Why should David go and meet him? I learned a story from David that no matter how busy you are, family is key. that just one of his sons, of the place, oh, you know, David had plenty of sons. One of the sons that just said he was sick, and David left the throne to come and check the son. You are the only one that said, you are busy. Continue. You know what to fall back to later. He went as a king. That is a lesson we should learn from there. He went as a king and went to meet the son. But this was the person that wrote the story. He said, this is what will happen. You lie down. Your father will come and see you. He said, eh? He said, ah, lie down. Just tell me you are sick. Then why you are sick? Now tell your father. That's the kind of sickness that is doing you. It has to do with a kind of food. And it was is a veteran that must prepare it. And since when you don't want to disturb your father, this one I'm doing adding it to. Since when you don't want to disturb your father, tell him that we already have virgins in the kingdom. So tell him that, father, don't bother, just send Tamar so she can prepare the food in my presence. Now, this is another story I learned from that story. Is that, hope you know that Tamar was one of the princesses they mentioned. And she still knows how to cook. Off the mic. There are many stories you are actually supposed to learn from that story. That he did not say, let her come with her maid. And then hope you know, boy, if she don't know how to cook. David will say, ah, I think I'm bad anymore. I'm sick. Ah, sickness ain't affect brain. Oh, my princess will cook. Ah, our princess will mom's in soon jenna. She didn't know how to cook. So the plan was still going as planned. So that my sister can. And then the king did not object and say, ah, I think I'm sagbari any. Where do you see that the king's princess's cook? Ah, what happened to the maids? So you know how to train your children too. She know how to cook. She will prepare it and I will see her prepare it and I will eat from her hand. Now, hope you know that if he had told Tamar, which is also foolishness, or if he had met the king, because later on Tamar now had more sense than him. Tamar said, my brother, don't do this. It's not done anyway. In fact, you can go and speak to the king. The king will not say, I should not marry you. It's just a discussion. Just discuss the thing that I want to marry me. Do you know the irony? He followed the advice of this Jonadab. And by the time he was done with that advice, number one, it costs him his senses. Number two, it costs him his feeling. Number three, it costs him his life. You know what happened? After he finished sleeping with her, the sister was not like, hey, don't send me away. You will be one of the most foolish people on the whatever. And he was saying, yes, that I'm foolish. That's how I go out first. And then the other thing, Bible now said that, he said he hated her more than he ever loved her for following a nonsense counsel. And Absalom was also prepared for him. Since that day that he slept with Amnon, hope you know that Amnon was the firstborn of him. He's the firstborn of David. Oh, you're not aware. He's not some kind of foolish guy. Firstborn. And yet, this thing cost him the throne. Yeah. It cost him the throne. Because even before David died, he was dead. Absalom killed him for that action. It may look like cancer. Let me help you. You can choose you can make your choices, but you don't choose the consequences. I will say it again. You can make your choices, but you don't choose the consequences. Your choices choose the consequence for you. That's why I say I've played before you life and death. What is it that you do? Choose life. I choose life. I live. I know that. Then Ecclesiastes very quickly become my time. Ecclesiastes, as fast as possible. Ecclesiastes 10:15. But are we getting blessed or blessed? He said, the labor of a fool, what does he do? Because he knoweth not how to go where. Give it to me, amplify very quickly. Amplify very quickly. He said, the labor of fools weary every one of them because he is so of ordinary, he does not even know how to get to town. Ordinary matters, they weary the guy. Because he does not know. But do you know the irony? For there to be a town, that means there is somebody that knows. Why are you laboring and trying to figure things out when there are people that can guide you? Seek counsel. So I was talking about the building church, for example. You will be shocked. I did a course before this church that all of your people, and I've not even finished. That everybody is saying, because I've never run a church before. Never. The highest I've come close to is a parachurch. So I travel as far back to Lagos to sit down for almost 5 hours, apart from the course back to back. And you can't imagine how many people called me. The way me I wanted to do it, I felt I had the Holy Spirit. But the people that have done it before, they said they also tried like that and it did not work. Don't do it that way. Don't do it that way. That's why if you hear some of the things we wrote down that we thought you said from the place of prayer. If you hear some of them, it will make a lot of sense until somebody that have received the same. Now say, this thing we also receive it too. But what is flying around giving all of us this kind of idea? That this thing is work. No. Do it like this. And you know the irony. Two different people, different places, part of the whatever, are saying the same thing. I was asking my wife, I said, did they have a curriculum on how to be a pastor? Because you don't understand, they were not together. They were saying the same thing. In fact, the same point. Number one, this. Number two, this. Number three, this. I'm like, how did they do it? I would have been doing it and they would have been laughing. What a foolish boy. Then it will have taken us maybe like after 5 years of prayer. God will now say there's a thick darkness or whatever that you need to learn from now. Travel to Lagos. I can travel now, Lord. Don't allow me to travel when there is issue. Because let me help you. The knowledge that creates a problem cannot solve it. It takes a knowledge that is higher than the thing that created the problem to solve it. There are some things you claim you know now that you knew better than when you were 5 years ago. And the same I'm telling you now, 5 years from now also, some decisions you have made. You see, even the thing I have to do for some decisions you have made now is going to reflect that you don't know better. I'm praying for you. Whether when you know better or when you do not, in the name of Jesus, you will not make wrong decisions. That your amen, standing on one leg. In the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed or blessed? All right, very quickly, let's now fly to our channels of divine. Us, and I've said it, this is actually under one of the channels. It's actually one of other channels. This one is under prophetic instruction. Yeah. One of the channels through which God can instruct you is what? Prophetic instruction. So let me even establish that prophetic instruction. Now give me 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8 very quickly. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8 under divine direction. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8. Other channels you have is prophetic instruction. Please can we read this together? 2, 3, go. Now the king of Aram was at war with who? With Israel. After conferring with officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. Yes, next verse. He said, the man of God sent word to the what? To the king of Israel. Beware of passing that place because the Arabs are going down there. Next verse, very quickly. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guide in such places. Next verse, he said, this enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? Next verse, he said, none of us, the Lord the king. He said one of his officers. He said, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, test the king of Israel, the very words you speak in your bedroom. No, not going far. The very word, prophetic instruction. In a prophetic instruction, you would think the man of God is monitoring your life. This instruction that I had, do you know the irony? It was when I came inside church. That is why my wife was, she will be confirming that's why we stay longer. As I went into the restroom to come out, that was when, as I was inside the restroom, that was when God was telling me that, tell them, someone, instruct someone in church. That was not my sermon. This thing I just said now is not my sermon. I prepared it before I came here. Why? Because it's a prophetic instruction. You cannot be doing a teaching and the practicality will not be there. And I'm telling you under heaven, I don't want to remind you that, and I told you. It's not a good thing, no. That was actually what happened to Jonah. Jonah is a prophet of integrity. What he wanted to do was that, if I be the man of God, all of you will be dead in Nineveh. So when God changed his mind, he said, that is why I did not want to come. Because now you have been sending me to places to go and tell people, the people will not repent. And I said, and you are also the one that said that if a prophet's word did not come to pass, that he's not a prophet. Now you have told me that Nineveh will be destroyed in 10 days. In 3 days, that was said, the sermon they gave him, that guy is a wicked man. Do you know, he just went and said, Nineveh will be destroyed in 3 days. And immediately, instead of him to be happy that people are turned to God, he was happy that they changed their mind. The aim of any prophetic instruction is to save lives. It's not to prove that, say, I want you. I am a prophet of God. Legitimately, King Faye, left here. My brother, I do not want in any instance, I do not want to feel like, and I told you. And may it never happen to you. Because you will follow wise counsel. Prophetic instruction come in your direction. It's not a suggestion. If you have been deciding before, your neighbor, your friend has been the one giving you counsel. Hey, change! There is a way that seems right to him at the end thereof is instruction. There are two options. When it comes to counsel, there is no option. Any instruction they give you, your direction is the right one. And especially when it's prophetic. And that is why, because it was the way I had it, I have to add that the child DTP name put on. If not, I would have said it's a suggestion. It's not a suggestion, no. It's an instruction. That was how the king of Israel was able to win battle. That somebody is saying something in his up, you know that some of you, the devil is planning for you, but he came late.
Amen. Came late. Amen. Your life will be full of signs and wonders.
Amen.
You fully and heavily instructed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How can it be that somebody is saying something in his bedroom and somebody, two different nations, is telling them, don't go there. Emolosibi. This is where they want to do war. That's how this guy was able to win. I'm praying for you. Your steps are ordered.
Amen.
So what is one of the ways, what is one of the channels of divine direction? Prophetic instructions. All right. So last week, I already established that there's spiritual sensitivity, right? And what? Scriptural alignment. Actually, the first of the channels for divine direction is actually the word of God. Yeah, the word of God. But before I go into that word of God, let me quickly explain this spiritual sensitivity briefly to us. Are we getting blessed or blessed? I say, are we getting blessed or blessed? The way we are doing. Are we getting blessed or blessed? All right. If you read Job 33 verse 14 to 15, he said, for God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. I'm praying for you. You will perceive the way God is speaking.
Amen.
For God does speak now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it. And last week, we actually checked that scripture in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, Living Bible. Hebrews 1 verse 1. He said, in the past, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets in various ways and in visions, in words, in dreams, and even face to face, telling them little by little about his plan. And then in that Job 33 verse 14 that we saw the other time, the Bible says God can speak now one way and speak in another way. And last week I also established that most times when God speaks to you, you despise it. There are two people in the Bible, very quickly, in Acts of Apostles chapter 9 and Acts of Apostles chapter 10. There's a man by the name Ananias. When God wanted to save Paul, God told Ananias, not in a vision. And do you know the irony? For Paul that will be saved, he was receiving in a vision the man that will come and save him. Yet, the one that will go and save him, because in your eyes, one is superior. Nobody needs mercy. Somebody needs to be saved. He's seeing vision, life vision. In fact, he said he saw a man by the name of Ananias lay hand on him. Why the other guy that would go and save him, it was year in year. There is none that is superior to another. Both need to be executed. The end result of your hearing God is obedience, not the way you hear God. You may see God in the third heavens and still be doing nonsense. The importance is not that God, whatever. No. Because when it comes to the leadings of God, channels of divine instruction, of divine direction, one of the things God does is that any person that has, he gives more. We saw it in Matthew the other time, Matthew chapter 13. We saw it in Matthew chapter 13, I think verse 10 or thereabout, where the Bible was telling us that he who has more will be given much more. What this Bible is talking about there is not talking about somebody that have money or car. He's talking about the person that has instruction. Are we on the same page? Yes, Matthew chapter 13, verse 7. He said, whoever has will be given more, and he will have even abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has will be taken from him. Even what he has will be taken from him. Look at the next verse. So the next verse, Matthew, this is why I speak to you in parable. So what the Bible is saying, it says, though these ones are seen, they are not understanding. What it implies is that there is a way God can be giving you instruction, and you are not obeying it, even if it's in the third devil, the essence of the instruction is not for the third devil. The essence of the instruction is for you to hear it. And let me help you. There is no aspect of your life that is important than the other. You are just the one that waits that is important. Because most times I discover that the only time people want to seek the counsel of God is when they want to marry. The course you chose, you thought it was your life. Every other thing you are doing, you thought it was your life. You bought car, you did not tell any person, you did not seek counsel, you thought it was your life. Now you know that there is shaggy pro max if you marry the wrong person. The person supposed to be a partner has now become a prayer point. Then you are not seeking comfort and seeking people. I will not go to any mountain. You are the one that will go to mountain yourself. Because, hope you know, most times we used to ask people, when they say they see that they are fetching water, and then somebody draw, and then somebody brought draw, and then they are, because they have left the key part, I was in front of the door, I was trying to enter, I did not see where to enter, and then somebody just tapped me from behind, and said, this is the key, and I said, is it the key to the marriage, or something, you know, stuff like that. That one is not good time. So what we are saying now is that the fact that you want to marry, and you are not seeing a vision, me, I used to ask people, I said, does God speak to you through vision? So that now, because you want to marry now, you now change it. So that it should be a vision. You know, one of the things that is consistent with God is that God speaks to someone like Joseph consistently through dreams. Joseph, through dreams, throughout. The life of Jesus was on the way. Joseph had to dream for them to carry Jesus out of this place. He had to dream. What are you? He's not feeling sleepy. He had to dream in Matthew. He said, carry the boy and escape. In a dream. In fact, his life decision in Matthew 1:20, his life decision not to marry Mary again was also spoken to him in a dream. Whereas Mary was just sweeping that day. Maybe she was using one mop when an angel, a destiny as powerful as Jesus on board, was spoken to Mary by a word. In Luke 1, he just says, hey, blessed are thou, son of David, Ibao. No. That's blessed are thou among women, for that shall be whatever, whatever. And then he said, you shall carry the whatever. He said, why? How can this thing be? Knowing that I know no man. You know, she was even talking. She has your effort to talk. You are bringing Jesus, you are talking. Just say, come. But she was talking. They did not put her into a deep sleep of coma. And there's the nine scriptures on her brain. Let me help you. Most times you are not seeing the supernatural because you are seeking for the spectacular. Yeah, spectacular way God speak to me. And I can go be hope you know now. For example, as I'm teaching them, my wife, this thing I tell her had that I said is an instruction for us. My wife will not yell. It's open vision. She will see a vision of somebody making the wrong decision. And then maybe the person was holding a bar and I'm like, can you go and I say no? Then go maybe as the person is holding a bar, then go and I show her somebody holding phone. And then while she's holding phone, then she will now zoom in the spirit and check and say, these are our colleagues. They are giving her advice. She's starting with them. And then God will now say, daughter, this is the interpretation. I'm trying to tell you that you should tell the people that they should not seek advice. My own just left here with it. Once I hear, I will say it. So, and do you know the irony? I do not desire to be like my wife. To be seen. I see too. Especially through dreams. But an open vision that people are sitting like this, the only thing I'll be seeing is fine hairs, good shoes, fine tie, whatever. That is what I see. But an occasion I'm saying to somebody, not the way God speaks to me. Let me pray for these people. Glory to God. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Wow. Somebody say God still speaks today. He can speak through visions. Now ministering. I know I'm the one ministering. Give me Hebrews 1:1. Living Bible. Please let me celebrate the media team. Alright, so let me go to spiritual sensitivity. I have lesser minutes left. Spiritual sensitivity. Let me just fly to it. So, how does God speak? In vision, dreams, and even face to face, telling. You have time increasing this thing unnecessarily. This one is producing bang, bang, bang. Glory to God. Alright, so let me show you a scripture. Matthew 26, verse 41, very quickly, MSG.
Matthew 26, 41, MSG, very quickly. This is talking about spiritual sensitivity, the mystery of watches. He says, stay alert. Can we read that together? Stay alert. Uh-huh. So you don't, without even, there is a part of you that is eager, ready for anything, God, but there's another part that is as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire. That is spiritual sensitivity. There's a part of you that want to pick what God is saying. There's another part that is very lazy. The reason why we read in MSG actually is because if you check KJV, he said the spirit is, but the flesh is. So that means that you will have to be in the spirit to hear what the spirit is saying. You cannot be in flesh and be divinely directed. Many things can be happening. The word is watch and pray. Watch is not the same thing as pray. They are not the same. There is a watch dimension that has to do with prayer. But this one, they are together. If you check the original Greek, actually, he's talking about to be vigilant, to be alert. And that's why you see that word is stay alert. Be spiritually sensitive. Stay alert. For you to be divinely directed, you need to be spiritually sensitive. Now, give me Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Matthew 13, 24, very quickly because of my time. Matthew 13, 24 and 25. This person should help me. Can we read this together? Jesus told them a parable. The kingdom of God is like a man who sowed good, what? Who sowed good, what? In his feet. Next verse. But while everyone was, how many people were sleeping? His enemy came and sowed what? Among the, and went away. And I've said this severally. Hope you know that it is good seed that need nurturing. Weeds don't. Yes, so they don't need it. Have you not seen weed growing? You will see weed growing on the story building. How is this funny? Because weed, they are toxic anywhere they can grow. Even interlock. After you have done interlock for years, you will see weed coming out. You know, why is maize not coming out everywhere? So what the devil always do when you are is that he sowed the weed and went, he will go away. He won't even monitor it. But I study human physiology. I studied human physiology. There's sleep is actually a state of complete or partial unconsciousness. Now, take note. I said sleep is a state of complete or partial unconsciousness. Some of you, the definition of sleep is not for you. Your own sleep is a coma. When you sleep, and even spiritually, when you are spiritually non-sensitive, nonsense is what you'll be doing around. When you are sleeping, you are in a state of complete or partial unconsciousness. But the devil does not even want you to be fully unconscious. He just wants you to be partially unconscious. That is the definition of sleep. So spiritual sensitivity, you will have to be sensitive to be divinely directed. You have gotten everything right until you wanted to choose husband. Then you are not sensitive again. All the person you choose in an husband is somebody that have warned you not to choose in a vision. God, I will be spiritually sensitive. I stay alert. In the name of Jesus. I think I will need us to pray that prayer actually. I'm spiritually sensitive. I stay alive. I think I will end on this place. I need you to pray. Pray. I'm spiritually sensitive. I stay alive. The devil cannot get me. I'm suspecting the way you are praying. Pray. I'm spiritually sensitive. Pastor Sammy. Is that how you are going to pray for yourself? He says, stay alert. Be in prayer. So you don't fall. You don't wander into temptation. Without even knowing you are in danger. Can you see this? And then in 1 Peter, the Bible tells us to be alert. For our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking who to devour. I think you can do better than what you are doing now. Just 1 minute. Can we be up standing and pray? That in the name of Jesus, the devil will not be able to catch me off guard. I am sensitive spiritually. I am spiritually sensitive. You can pray. You can do better than what you are doing now. Pray, pray, pray. I am sensitive spiritually. The devil cannot get me.
pray, 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 pray. He says, stay alert, be in prayer. You don't wander into temptation without even knowing you are in danger. There is a part of you that is eager, ready for anything, God. He said, but there's another part, that there is a laziness, that in the name of Jesus are spiritually sensitive. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, give it to me. He said, a man's spirit sustain him in infirmity. A man's spirit sustain him in infirmity. But a cross spirit, who can bear? And then the Bible said, the spirit of the Lord is the candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He started the innermost part of the heart. And then the Bible says again, he said, the word of the Lord is light. Pray that in the name of Jesus, I am lighted by the word. I am lighted by the word. I cannot be put under. I cannot be unconscious. The devil will not be able to sow tares. Will not be able to sow weeds among my wheat. In the name of Jesus. I think it's a prayer you should carry home. But pray again, just few seconds more. A man's spirit sustaining in infirmity. A man's spirit sustaining in sickness. Give it to me, KJV. A man's spirit sustaining in infirmity. For a cross spirit, who can bear? A man's spirit sustaining in his dark days. My spirit sustaining. I am spiritually sensitive. I am not early. And the spirit of man will sustain me in infirmity. For a wounded spirit, who can bear? My spirit will not be wounded. I know what to do. My steps are ordered. I make decisions for me in new mind. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name are we pray. I'm praying for everyone that is under my voice. You will not be confused.
Amen.
I say your spirit will not be wounded.
Amen.
You are alert.
Amen.
And watchful.
Amen.
Vigilant. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed. Your steps are harder.
Amen.
And we follow one wise counsel.
Amen.
God will lead to wise counselors.
Amen.
And you will follow wise counsel.
Amen.
You will never regret your actions.
Amen.
You will not come up with, if I know better than now. If I know better. From now, let your understanding be heightened.
Amen.
It is settled.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
This week, you are going out with a renewed mind.
Amen.
You are coming back with mind-blowing testimony.
Amen.
God is going to save you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at The Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at The Building Church. Stay blessed.